this is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Leaders of major political parties continue internal and informal dialogues to remove parliament obstruction. Home Minister Lamy Sane blames main opposition Nepali Congress of stalling House proceedings without giving him chance to speak in parliament. Mount Everest expedition for spring season begins. Department of Tourism permits 414 individuals of 41 expedition teams to scale world's highest mountain. And Israel orders further of evacuation as ground invasion intensifies. Now the news in detail. Leaders of the major political parties have continued internal and informal dialogues to clear obstruction on federal parliament meetings. On the first day of the budget session of the federal parliament on Friday, the major opposition Nepali Congress stalled the parliament, posing a demand of parliamentary probe commission on embezzlement in cooperatives. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand is learned to have talked to leaders, including CPN and UML, on how consensus could be built for a smooth running of the parliament. Similarly, the Nepali Congress held a meeting of the office bearers today. CPN Mao's Center Chief Whip Hitaraj Pandey informed that no agreement was made so far on clearing the parliament obstruction, but the government was devoted to find solution. Similarly, CPN UML Chief Whip Mahesh Partola also hoped that the talks among the top leaders would pave a way for progress. Both the meetings of the upper house and lower houses are slated for the 14th of May. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Ravi Lamy Sane has blamed the main opposition, Nepali Congress, of stalling the parliament without giving him chance to speak in the house. Talking to journalists in Chitwan today, Home Minister Lamy Sane said a parliamentary committee could be formed to probe into the alleged issues of cooperatives, but demanding that he should get chance to speak in the parliament. The Home Minister also challenged his opponents to probe the accusations levelled against him. CPN Mao Center spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota has pointed out the urgency of forging national consensus for political stability. He said that it was essential to make common national point of views as the country cannot remain in anarchism for long. At a press meet organized by Press Center Nepal Dhading chapter at Dhading Besi today, the Mao Center spokesperson said national crisis will emerge if forging national consensus is delayed. The expedition to Mount Everest for this spring season begins as rope fixing completed. According to the Department of Tourism, as many as 414 individuals of 41 expedition teams have taken permits for the expedition to Mount Everest for this spring season. Chief of Field Office of Department of Tourism Kimlal Gautam said an expedition to Mount Everest has opened for Nepali nationals and foreigners for this year. CPN-UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has admitted that political instability has taken a toll on development in the country. At a national seminar organized by the CPN-UML's Central Department of Physical Infrastructure and Transportation in Kathmandu today, Sir Olivian that infrastructures should be optimized to develop entrepreneurship and create job opportunities. 90% construction activities under the East-West Electric Railway have been completed in Sarlahi district. The East-West Electric Railway is the national pride project. Information officer of the project, engineer Bhubaneswar Adab, shared that 90% construction under the project was over in Sarlahi section in 6 years of the contract. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Let's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*14 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Narayan Kaji Srestha has said that self-awakening is essential, along with adherence to law and administrative mechanism to maintain good governance. Inaugurating a day-long meditation program organized jointly by the Foreign Ministry and Jivan Bigyan at the Department of Passport today, Deputy Prime Minister Srestha affirmed that enhanced awareness among citizens is equally imperative for building civilized society. Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Ram Krishna Subedia, says Sanchargram, a media hub, should broadcast news and program to win the heart of public. Communication Secretary Subedia said Tarani Prasad Koirala Memorial Sanchargram is a historical heritage. Addressing a discussion program with the employees of the Biratnagar-based Tarani Prasad Koirala Memorial Sanchargram today, Secretary Subedia said it is a matter of honor to work with the organization carrying the history of Nepal. Similarly, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, expressed his happiness over the successful broadcasting of the media hub to win the hearts of the listeners. Executive Director Kesi said that the timing of the FM broadcasting will be increased to enhance the effectiveness of the Mahanagar app, which is being run under the Sanchargram. Executive Director Kesi also added that Sanchargram will soon broadcast programs in Tharu and Rajbansi language. You are listening to Radio Nepal's FM English News Bulletin. Now some international news updates. Israel has ordered thousands more Rafah residents to evacuate the city as it steps up attacks against Hamas in Gaza. According to the BBC, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, has been intensifying operations around the southern city, where more than a million displaced people are sheltering. The latest evacuation order came hours after the U.S. said Israel may have breached international law with U.S. weapons in Gaza. A U.S. government report says it is reasonable to assess that arms have been used in ways inconsistent with Israel's obligations, but it stopped short of halting shipments. The UN says more than 80,000 people have fled Rafah since Monday after Israel warned people to evacuate ahead of a planned major offensive. At least 153 people have been killed in flash floods in northern Afghanistan triggered by torrential rains, says Taliban's Ministry of Interior Affairs. According to the United Nations World Food Programme, the floods have killed more than 300 people in the worst-hit province of Baghlan, where more than 1,000 homes have been destroyed. The World Food Programme said it was distributing fortified biscuits to the survivors of one of the many floods that hit the country over the past few weeks. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate and with thunder and lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at a few places of Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Leaders of major political parties continue internal and informal dialogues to remove parliament obstruction. Home Minister Lamisani blames main opposition Nepali Congress of stalling House proceedings without giving him chance to speak in parliament. Mount Everest expedition for spring season begins. Department of Tourism permits 414 individuals of 41 expedition teams to scale world's highest mountain. and Israel orders for the Rafah evacuation as ground invasion intensifies. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.